Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 26th, 2021. Welcome to day 188. The Department of Veterans Affairs issued a vaccine mandate for all healthcare workers, making it the first federal agency to do so. Employees who provide direct patient care have 8 weeks to get inoculated against COVID-19 or face penalties, including possible removal. Meanwhile, Biden says the long-term effects of COVID-19 can be considered a disability under federal civil rights laws. The administration's announcement of the new policy was timed to coincide with the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. In D.C., Democrats moved to elevate Liz Cheney's role on the January 6th commission by giving her a prime speaking slot on Tuesday. The Wyoming Republican will be one of two members of the 9-member panel to deliver an opening statement at the committee's first public hearing. Moving on, Biden and the Iraqi prime minister plan to announce the end of U.S. combat missions in Iraq. Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi are meeting in the Oval Office on Monday and plan to make the announcement afterward. Back in the U.S., Michigan Republicans will have to return COVID relief funds that they used to pay their own bonuses. Six commissioners voted to pay themselves $65,000 in total, stoking outcry from the public. And finally, Trump urged Senate Republicans to abandon talks on bipartisan infrastructure reform until after the midterm elections, or whenever the GOP retakes majorities in Congress. And in the polls, CNN says Biden's average approval rating has been at around 53% for 6 months now. Over the course of Biden's first 6 months in office, his approval rating has never risen above 55% or fallen below 51% in an average of polls. It was 53% in April and 54% in May. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.